Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Long Cat Media presents Mockery Manor, Season 2, Episode 15, The Haunted Masquerade, Part 2.
Guys, come look at this.
What do you think it is?
It looks like an alarm clock.
But look at the number. That's not the time. And it's going down.
It's a bomb! Get away from it! Run! 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 Get out of there!
Is that Parker's voice?
Get out of there! Go now! Now! Run!
Ah! Oh my God! Was that an explosion?
I saw a fall shake.
Where did it come from? Inside the ride? Was that Parker on the tannoy just
before the whole building might come down?
Oh, this is very bad.
Guys?
Is that thing on the floor?
Oh no.
Is it?
It's another bomb! Run!
No, no, wait! Wait! It's okay.
Look. It's got 9 minutes on the countdown.
9 minutes? We need to get out
What's
of here.
What's going to happen? What are we going to do? I need to get out of here.
Shut up, everyone!
Who knows this place best? Quickly!
I have worked here longest.
Assuming all doors are locked. Are there any windows?
No, there are no windows on this level or on the one above either.
The control room. There is fire escape.
Really? Great! But the door to the fire escape might also be locked.
It's upstairs. They might have forgot to bar that one. Right. You got 9 minutes to get there. Pigtails, Dreamboat, you lead the way. Go, go, go!
Yes, yes, this way!
Wait, wait! Davina? Davina, stay behind.
What?
Why? I'll go get her. Davina! Davina, we need to go! What are you doing?
I'm gonna try and disarm it.
Disarm the bomb? Can you do that?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Just come with us then.
JJ, Margot's in the ballroom. We can't reach her and get us all out in 9 minutes. Oh, 8 minutes. So I'm going to try and stop the building from collapsing on her instead.
But if it goes off?
You don't know this about me, JJ, but a long time ago I was a bit of a hero. I know. I miss that. So go on, love. Off you go. Go on. Piss off.
Oh. Good luck, Davina.
Don't sound so tragic. I've survived worse than this.
Come on, you two!
She's coming! See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
Bloody hell.
Explosives! This power struggle will kill us all!
Someone report! We're under siege! Call the fire service!
I just wanted to run my aquarium in peace!
Anyone? Horace! Joey! Daisy! Damn it! Everyone, stay calm!
Do I smell smoke?
The building is on fire.
Oh, well, I'm getting out of here.
Where are you going? Stay with me if you want to live!
Jenkins' men are outside. If we leave now...
We have no choice. The building is on fire.
Putain. Okay, let's go.
Go on then! Run! Save your own skin!
Pathetic.
Not you. You're staying with me. You should be thanking me. Every single exit is barred. Yeah, they're all trapped. But you and I will be gone by the time they realize. Come along.
I don't want to go with you.
It's not about what you want. Never was. Now move it!
I'm coming, girls. Parker's on his way. Again. Please don't let there be anyone on the stairs. Please don't let there be anyone on the stairs. Please don't let there be anyone. Oh, there's someone on the stairs.
Don't hurt us.
I know jujitsu. Parker?
Oh, my God, it's you guys.
Parker.
Oh, thank God.
It was you on the tannoy.
Yeah. I was trying to warn you. And then a bomb went off, except it was a different bomb to the one you was looking at. Thank God. I thought you was all goners for a second.
Yes, Parker. We have to get out of this building.
Where's the control room? It should be on this floor.
It is. I only just left it to come and get you. Back this way.
Oh, great.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, I hope the exit to the fire escape is unlocked.
It is, don't worry. That's how I got into the building. Here, control room's just through this door. It's probably just a bit stiff.
Parker, why is the door to the control room not opening?
I don't know. It's...
Oh, no. Was it on the latch?
You let the door shut behind you, and you didn't check if it was on the latch?
Oh, what is wrong with you British people?
That was our only way out. We are going to die.
What have I done?
Thomas, you're the biggest. Throw yourself at the door. Maybe we can force it open.
Yes, do it, Thomas. Do it.
Yes. Here we go. One more try.
Put some bloody welly into it.
Okay. I think I... Nearly got it there.
Oh, shit! Oh, my God! Another explosion! The door's not giving!
I'm so sorry. This is all my fault!
Well, yes, it is a bit!
I'm useless! Useless!
Parker, that's not helpful right now. And it's not true either.
Isn't it?
Of course it isn't. You've never given up, even after everything you've been through. Even if you feel angry, sad, and scared all the bloody time.
I do. How did you know that?
How do you think?
Oh. You too, eh?
But despite all of that, you don't take it out on anyone, Parker. You're still the same sweet guy I met in Mockery 3 years ago.
Didn't tell you about his tunnel of love, though.
So give yourself a break. We all make mistakes. We're all just muddling through. But you always try to help, and that's gotta count for something.
Right back at you, mate.
Thomas, for God's sake, just stop hurling yourself at the door. It's clearly not working. Doomed. We are all doomed. I will never find out what happened to Gunther. I will never tour the metal festivals of Europe. It is over.
Guys! I just remembered. Jenkins, he told me something. What was it? A kind of cryptic clue to say on the tannoy for Margot, so she could get out of here.
Cryptic clue?
So maybe if we figure it out...
We could get out of here! What is it? What's the clue?
Yes, tell us! I'm really good at crosswords.
Okay. Yeah, it was... Katie? Where did you hide from your mum? Where did you hide from your mum when you was a kid?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
That is not a clue. That is bullshit.
We're going to die.
No. We can figure it out. Parker, you know Margot best. Did she ever tell you about hiding places?
No, she didn't. Wait. Hang on. Jenkins said Katie, not Margot. That must mean something.
Who's Katie? It's Margot's real name. Her real identity, in fact.
So... when she was a kid, Katie lived in the servants' quarters at Mockery, so...
Yes! And this ride is designed to look like Mockery Manor!
Oh, no wait a minute.
Thomas, Gretchen, is there anything that looks like servants' quarters on this ride? Yeah!
Yes!
The spooky servants' area!
Yes, great!
Oh, thank God. Let's go.
Yeah. Small problem. The spooky servants' quarters are currently very much on fire.
What?
That first bomb, that's where it went off. Spooky servants' quarters, I saw it on the monitor.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I'm going to die.
Hang on. Would Katie really hide in the servants' quarters? I mean, she lived there. Isn't that the first place her mother would look? You're right. She'd hide somewhere else in the manor. Somewhere Dorothy couldn't get to.
That could be anywhere.
No. Not just anywhere. When Dorothy showed me the mockery dollhouse, there were two little girl figurines drinking stolen booze together. That was Margot and Katie. And they were crouched behind a wardrobe in a frilly pink bedroom.
The real Margot's bedroom.
A frilly pink bedroom. That's the final Romoff's ride.
Then we better get there before this whole bloody building comes down.
Here we are. Go in.
No. This is Margot's bedroom. Why have you brought me here?
Margot's bedroom? Talking in the third person now, are we? Jenkins said you were odd. But wouldn't you be, Hilda? After everything she's endured, I must protect my darling Margot.
Stop it.
Pathetic.
I asked you a question. Why have you brought me here?
Because, Margot, we're going to Narnia. Open the wardrobe.
Narnia.
Open it. Good girl. Now move the fur coat out of the way.
There's a hatch.
Open it, then climb down the ladder and wait for me in the tunnel. Don't try and run. I will shoot you in the back if I have to.
Why are you saving me and no one else?
If any of those idiots had stuck by me, I'd have taken them too. God, I'll have to replace the whole bloody lot of them. How tedious. As for you, you're my insurance policy in case Jenkins turns up.
Gossiping about me, ladies?
Jenkins!
Is that why my ears are burning? Or is it because the building's on fire? Now, Hilda, put the gun down and step away from Margot.
Why would I do that? Drop your gun or I'll shoot Margot.
Shoot Margot and I will shoot you.
But Margot will still be dead. And you don't want that, do you? She's everything to you, isn't she?
Yes. She is.
No, I'm not.
You are, my darling.
Oh, just shut up. Shut up, Jenkins. You treat me like a child. You infantilize me.
Margot,
I... And everything you ever did was all for you.
Did Hilda tell you that? She's wrong. Power is a hollow thing on its own. My love for you, Margot, gave it meaning.
Well, I don't love you.
Yes, you do.
No. I never loved you. I thought I needed you, but I never wanted you. And now I realize I don't need you either.
You're angry with me, I understand, but that's
not- I changed my will, Jenkins.
What?
You're not in it. The twins get everything.
Oh dear.
Margot, you... Why would you... After everything I've done for you, you've betrayed me.
Well, there's another good reason to keep her alive. Once she's dead, you lose everything. You can't stay in Wizard if you don't have a theme park. Now, put the gun down.
I'm sorry, my dear. Such a pity. After all we've been through together.
I can't believe you did that.
What choice did I have?
But you could have hit me.
It was worth the risk to take the shot.
You did hit me. My ear. It's bleeding. You blew my earring off.
Oh dear. What a loss. Check if Hilda's dead. I was aiming for the head, but the smoke made it... Who is that?
The bedroom. It's through this rubber flap.
Nobody move. Hands up, all of you.
Jenkins, don't shoot. It's me.
Margot!
And the twins.
Jenkins!
And some friends.
What the hell is that?
Where's Davina?
What the blazes is going on?
Is that Hilda on the floor?
She's bleeding. We have to figure out how to get out of here.
It's fine. I know what to do. Inside the wardrobe is a shaft with a very long ladder. It leads to a tunnel. It is quite a long way down, but if we follow it, we'll emerge in Hilda's office.
Great!
No! Don't do what he says! I'm not sure we can trust him.
Not now, Parker.
You're a gangster, Jenkins. A flipping gangster.
The smoke. We have to go.
You know what? I'm happy to go first.
Yeah, who's this?
Just on this ladder? Okay.
Right behind you, Thomas. Be careful.
Okay, thank you. See you on the other side.
Oh, it's pitch dark.
Margot, you next. Here, take my hand. I'll help you in.
Not until the others are safe.
I'm not going before you and the twins.
We don't need looking after, Parker.
The smoke is getting rather thick. Can we just...
Ladies first.
Oh my God, fine. Sexist nonsense.
JJ, hurry. You next.
See you down there.
Margot! No! No, no.
What the hell? Who shot her?
Parker, move away from Hilda. She's not dead.
What?
Don't move, boy.
Let him go, Hilda. Jenkins, stop her!
Margot, all this blood. That'll never do. Let me staunch it.
Parker, isn't it? Yes. I've met you before. Jenkins' little protege. He wanted to bring you into the business, you know.
What? Wizard business?
Then he realized you were too soft.
Good. I'm glad.
JJ! What's going on up there?
Tell her if she comes up, I'll shoot Parker.
Stay down there, Betty. It's Hilda. She's got a gun.
Jenkins, do something!
Jenkins seems rather distracted, doesn't he?
I'll get you home, my love. Back to Mockaday.
Your old eyes failed you, Jenkins. Silly old sod. You only clipped me in the neck.
Your arm's bleeding too, Hilda. You're too hurt for this. Let Parker go, and we'll help you.
Oh, shut up, stupid girl. I was wrong about you. You're no assassin. Jenkins, throw your weapons in the...
I said, let Parker go, or I'll shoot. Yeah. I've got a gun too. And I figured out where the safety is, and I'm pretty damn sure it's off.
You've never shot a gun in your life, have you?
Yeah, I have.
You idiot. You're pointing the gun straight at Parker's heart.
Oh, God.
We have to get Margot to a hospital.
Hilda, if you just let Parker go, we'll let you climb down the ladder.
And let Jenkins shoot me while my hands are on the rungs.
Then we'll go down first. You come after.
And as soon as I emerge into the tunnel, Jenkins shoots me. No, this is what we'll do. Jenkins will throw all of his weapons into the corner, and I'll let Parker go.
Jenkins, did you hear that?
Yes. Yes, I did. All right. There. All my weapons. On.
Thank you. Silly old fart.
Jenkins!
I've wanted to do that for a long time. I think I'll go down the ladder now. If anyone tries to follow me, I will kill you.
You won't get far. My men are everywhere, Hilda.
And you're bleeding too.
And you'll soon be dead from smoke inhalation. So we've all got problems, haven't we? Except I'll just hide in my office until the fire engine comes. Now then.
Betty! Run! She's coming down!
Richie!
Run!
Bye now.
We have to stop her before she gets the others.
How?
She's wounded. She'll be slow descending the ladder. She might even fall.
Maybe we can make her fall.
Yes, JJ, give me your gun. I'm going to shoot it down the shaft.
Okay. Yeah, here.
Oh, you dropped it.
Sorry. Dizzy.
You're too weak. I'll do it.
Give it to me.
JJ, let me do it. Hilda killed my dad.
No! If you do this, you can never go back.
I've done a lot I'm not proud of. So what's one more thing? I'm going
to
do it.
No, give it to me.
Parker, give it back.
There's no time.
No, Parker, I won't let you.
I dropped the bloody gun.
Where'd it go? Oh, come on, quick, we have to find it.
Oh, there's bloody smoke. I don't know where it's gone.
Jenkins, what are you doing? Parker, get over here. He's dragging himself into the hatch.
What? Grab him.
Stop it. Let me go.
You do it.
I've got his belt.
Jenkins, stop wiggling.
Let me fall, you idiots.
You'll die.
You'll land on Hilda.
Exactly. Let me do this.
No, no, I'm not letting you.
Parker, it wasn't Hilda who killed your father. I lied. It was me. He was going to tell the police about Wizard. I had to stop him.
What?
What's he talking? Whoa, he's tipping forward.
No. No, you're just saying that. Aren't you? You're just saying that to make me let you go.
Am I? Are you sure?
Parker, snap out of it. I can't hold him alone.
Get Margot out of here, you two. Don't leave her to burn. And tell her I do love her. Goodbye, my boy.
No!
Bombs away!
A toast. To Wizard. To us.
To keeping each other in check, you mean?
Yes. Always.
Mummy, is this right,
Mary? Oh, it's 10:30. They said they'd be here by now.
Hey, kid, no drinks on the ride.
We're almost at the front of the queue. We're gonna have to do this alone. JJ, why are we even here? You hate roller coasters.
Exactly. I'm facing my fears. Getting closure.
Closure? Okay, so yeah, Parker was telling me about it this morning. It's about looking your pain straight in the eyes, and then locking your pain in a box, and throwing the box in a well, and then you'll be free. Or something like that. And I thought, that sounds good. So, here we are.
Trousers me houses!
Feel up from the front, please.
Hey! Sorry I'm late.
Gretchen!
Hi!
Oh, hi, Gretchen. Just in time.
Oh my God, guys. You will not believe what's happened.
You can tell me about it afterwards. Come on, let's go on this bloody ride.
I can't. I'm sorry. There's a midday coach to Dusseldorf. If I go now, I might catch it.
Dusseldorf? What the hell's in Dusseldorf?
I'll tell you what's in Dusseldorf. Gunther! Gunther is in Dusseldorf! Can you believe it?
What?
No.
No way.
So, this morning, yeah, I rang Pina because I want to start up the band again.
Oh, that's great. I'll come to your gigs.
And Pina was like, yeah, let's do it. And then she said, we should ask Gunther if he wants to rejoin. And I was like, what do you mean? Gunther is missing. And she was like, and I am so, so mad about this. She was like,
oh, I wasn't supposed to tell you. Gunther's been on tour with Klotmongers this whole freaking time.
What? And I was like, are you freaking kidding me right now?
That's crazy.
Oh, no. Yeah. So apparently, the night of Battle of the Bands, Gunther got drunk and stowed away on Klotmunger's tour bus. When they found him, they thought it was super funny and gave him a job as a roadie.
Oh my God, what an asshole!
Yeah, what a wanker.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah. And after a couple of weeks on the road, having the time of his life, he rang Pina and told her what he'd done. But apparently, he was like,
don't tell Gretchen, she'll kill me.
Yeah, I will kill him. He's in Dusseldorf now with Klotmonger, and I am going there to say, what the heck, dude? And then I will kill him.
Wow, you need better people around you, Gretchen. People like me.
Good luck, Gretchen. Give him hell. Thanks, I will.
Do you really have to go right now?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, yes, of course you do. Of course. But we must keep in touch.
Oh, you could come and visit us at Mockery Manor and stay as long as you like. Yeah, I've really got to go. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
Oh, and Thomas says he's not coming either. He's gone to rescue his sister.
Okay, cool.
Bye, Gretchen.
Do you think she'll keep in touch?
Probably not.
God, it's insane about Gunther, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who's Gunther again? Not sure.
Can you two get in the ride vehicle? You are holding up the whole queue.
All right, keep your pants on.
Jeez.
Welcome to the Trousers Meowsers Mega Coaster. Keep hands and feet inside the Boo-Boo's buggy at all times and have a Trousers Meowsering good time.
Oh, you're right. You've gone a bit green.
Haven't been on a coaster since the whole Matty thing.
Is this a good idea? Too late now.
Oh God, here we go.
Hold my hand.
Of course. You can do this, sis. You're JJ.
Yeah.
You don't run away from fear. You run towards it.
Mm-hmm.
You embrace the nightmare.
Yeah.
Goodness me, I can't find my trousers.
This must be one of those slow build coasters. Yeah.
Page boy Crackles, where are your trousers?
Have you noticed everyone on this ride is 5 years old? Are they?
Trousers meowsers.
Is this an infant's roller coaster?
Oh, bloody hell, it is! Where do they get off calling this a mega coaster?
I suppose it's pretty mega if you're five.
Mummy, this ride is boring.
Or not. You know, maybe there's a lesson in this.
Maybe sometimes the things one fears the most aren't that scary after all. People have died, Betty. A building burned down. I almost shot a woman in cold blood.
True. Yes.
Where are my trousers?
Okay, so maybe the lesson is...
Can you find Mr. Crackle's trousers?
No, it doesn't matter. Whatever the lesson is, you're a bloody hero. God, I can't believe you got to save the day again. I didn't. Jenkins did. Kind of. Oh, it's just so annoying. I didn't get to do more. I wish you'd gone down the ladder first before me. Are you having a laugh? I feel like I've got something to prove now. What does that mean?
My bum is cold.
Betty, why are you looking so sneaky? If you're planning something, then...
It's just an idea I've had.
Because I've been thinking, I need a job that can really fulfill me so I can be a better, happier mummy to Freddy. And you know, there's loads of room in the manor for me to set up an office.
An office?
Yes. My very own office. And on the door, Betty Armstrong Investigations.
Investigations? Oh my God, do you want to be a PI? Because of what I said that time? I was kidding, you maniac.
I found my trousers!
Do you think Parker will be okay?
I don't know.
I hope so. He said he's glad we're coming back to Mockery with him. That we're the only ones that could ever understand what he's been through. Well, us and Margot. And Davina.
Davina! Now there's a dark horse. The image of her carrying Margot down that ladder, my God!
That'll stay with me for life.
And then wading through the waters of the Isles of Europe with Margot flung over her shoulder like something out of a Vietnam film? Oh my God!
Shame she didn't turn up a bit quicker.
No, she didn't need to. You had it in hand.
You're stronger than you think, little sister.
Little sister?
By 2 minutes.
Oh, boo-hoo! It's the end of the ride!
Okay, everyone out, please. Exit to your left.
Well, that was a weird ride, unsurprisingly. Can we circle back to you being a PI?
Oh, if you insist. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Oh, you could be my partner.
No thanks. I can't anyway. Well, Margot said that she needs help with Mockery now, but Jenkins is...
You're going to be a Mockery manager?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was thinking I could make some of the exhibits more historically accurate, you know, like really explore how awful the ducking stool was and the socio-economic realities of being a peasant.
Oh, yes, I'm sure the kids will love that.
Oh, go and investigate a bloody murder, why don't you?
Get lost, you twat.
Oh my God, you're going to be unbearable as a PI.
What do you mean?
I think I'm going to be the best PI ever.
You're totally going to have those blinds, aren't you? You know, the ones where the light comes through.
Oh, I'm Betty. Posh, 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 posh. Look at
come and ride with us again real soon.
You have been listening to Mockery Manor, written and directed by Lindsay Sharman, with music, sound design, and editing by Lauren Sell. Hayley Evanett and JJ Bedford.
How do, Mr. Moonin? Ooh, your feathers look a bit singed. Here, got a nice fat earthworm for you. Did you know this big fella can only be found in Black Forest? Aye, time to move on. Well done getting all them wizards out of that burning building. I might have been tempted to leave them there myself. What's that, Mr. Moonin? Oh, aye. The twins. Daft buggers. They'll be in trouble again before long, mark my words. I can smell it on them. Well, you could keep an eye on them. Check on Jimmy Pigs first, though. See if he's got any jobs need doing. No rest for the wicked, Mr. Munin. Mind how you go. Right, now then. Where's that painting by that Dutch fella? Look champion in me downstairs bathroom.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.